Gavin, Apple shares hit an 11-month low overnight, and this morning shares in Japan's Sharp and South Korea's LG Display, both of which are key suppliers to the company, also down. That all coming on reports that Apple has been cutting back on orders of liquid crystal displays used in its iPhones. The Japanese news service Nikkei reporting Apple slashing orders of those by as much as 50%. Now, an update on HMV, which we're told is not honouring vouchers as it prepares to be put into administration in the UK. If you bought vouchers as a gift for someone on a credit card or debit card, and if HMV doesn't honour those, you may still be able to obtain a refund. You contact your credit card issuer, that's the bank that issued you the card, explain the situation and ask them about the procedure for getting what's called a charge back. Now, on the subject of credit cards, a record €15.5 billion spent by Irish holders of Visa cards last year. Mark O'Brien is the Managing Director of Visa UK and Ireland. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Connor.
More cards in issue, more transactions, more spending. What are the trends that are driving that?
Well, there are difficult business conditions out there in the marketplace across Europe, and the news on HMV is symptomatic of many of the news stories we hear across Europe. But Visa has had a really good 2012, growing 8% across Europe to €1.3 trillion of volume. And here in Ireland, it's the same story. We've grown by 43% in card numbers from 3.4 million last year to 4.9 million. And most of that growth is actually growth of debit cards, as banks like Ulster Bank, Permanent TSB, Bank of Ireland and Allied Irish Banks have all migrated their laser cards to Visa debit.
Right, so it's not necessarily the case that more spending on your cards means more debt.
Absolutely not. 44% growth in debit cards, whilst we saw a 10% contraction in spend on credit cards. And it's true that there's a shift from credit to debit here in Ireland as well as in the rest of Europe.
One of the things that we're expecting to see, or that consumers will see more and more often, is these contactless payment cards. Explain what they are, Mark.
That's right. And Ipso publicly stated that...
That's the Irish Payment Services Organisation.
That's right. There'd have to be enormous investment in the laser card infrastructure to enable what we call the future of payments. And that's moving to the next generation of payments for e-commerce transactions, but also at the point of sale. Some of your listeners will have been to London and seen the Oyster card in London, where you tap on the underground or the bus. What we've done is we've brought that tap facility to Ireland, and in Marks and Spencer's, McDonald's, Centra Spa, Arnott's and others, we've bought contactless terminals where, with a card, one of these new cards currently being issued by Bank of Ireland and Allied Irish Banks, small contactless logo on it, you can just tap the card for low value, below €15 purchases, and walk out without the need to put in a PIN. Much faster than cash, much faster than a chip and PIN transaction.
Briefly, Mark, as I know we're up against it on time, we've a new insolvency regime coming into force this year. Does that affect you guys? Are you worried about a rise in bad debts as people have easier opportunities now to end up restructuring their unsecured debt?
In terms of most of the business that we have here in Ireland, the majority now is on debit cards. We see a strong trend towards spending on the current account, where people are spending money that they have today rather than borrowing for tomorrow. In terms of our credit card business, we've seen a contraction in that. Consumers have moved from credit to debit. I think consumers in their own households are restructuring their finances to pay down debt. We see that in our numbers, and use debit cards to spend money that they have today.
Mark O'Brien, Managing Director of Visa UK and Ireland, thanks for talking to us this morning.
Connor, thank you.